The legendary South African musician Thandiswa Mazwai is set to release her much long-awaited album, Sankofa. It was recorded in Johannesburg, in Dakar, in New York. It combines all sorts of sounds, archival Xhosa music, jazz, West African rhythms. As always, she does not disappoint. She made, I think, a very clear break 20 years ago with her debut solo album, making a very clear distinction from the path she had traveled with Bongo Muffin, asserting herself as a solo artist, as an activist, as a voice of conscience for this democracy. And she continues in that vein. Thandiswa Mazwai, welcome back to 702 Breakfast.
Thank you. Hi, thanks for that amazing introduction.
When you hear your music on the radio for the first time, I imagine it's a big thing. But all these years later, when you walk into a place like 702, and you're hearing your music, people falling all over themselves just to greet you, to say hello, to see you, to shake your hand, to touch your magic. Do you connect with that being you?
Almost never. You know, I'm just always like, oh, okay, so they're fangirling. Oh, okay. I mean, I kind of expect it at the show, because at the show, we know we're kind of prepared for it. But when I'm walking around in the street, I'm thinking it's just me. Which it is, you know. But yeah, you know, growing up, I mean, somebody now when I arrived here said to me, I used to mimic you when I was a kid. And I was like, it took me a while to like really understand that, because I was thinking, what do you mean mimic me? And I realized, you know, I used to mimic Whitney Houston. I used to mimic these people.
That's why you did
and
Revelation.
And I become this person for other people. Yeah, you just kind of never get used to it. Well, I haven't.
The great tennis player Roger Federer says you have to know who you are. At some point, you have to be able to separate almost the individual that you see in the mirror that you've always known was there to who you've become in the public mind, the importance of your work, its impact on the soul, the intellect of the nation.
Yeah.
Do you know who you are in that sense?
When, let me tell you, it's a very difficult thing to do, because it's a lot. You know, I get people say the most amazing things to me on a daily basis. So it's a lot to really try to absorb all of that and say, well, this is me. But I have, over time, and I think it's only happening in the past year, let me not lie, in the past month, I have started to say, I'm worth it. I'm worthy of the attention. I'm worthy of the, I don't want to say praise, something. I'm worthy of that energy.
Or acclaim at least. And I'll tell you why it matters. It matters not just because you've given us great music, which you obviously have throughout your career.
Thank you.
But it matters because you chose a path that not many of your contemporaries necessarily were thinking about at the time you did. So we talk now about 20 years of Zabalaza, which was a seminal work.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to think about what Zabalaza has done. I was, I think, 27 or, you know, I don't know how old it was. Yeah, 27, 28, when I made that album. And it was, as you say, my first solo album. I had been with Bongo Muffin for about 8 or 10 years. And I was just writing what I felt, what I needed to get off my chest. And I was writing what my mother would be proud of. I was like, if you were to write something that your mother would clap for, what would it be? And so I spent all this time thinking about the Eastern Cape, or my mother called it a Transkei then, and thinking about our politics here at home, our Pan-African identity. These were things my mother embedded in me, and I wanted to make her proud with all my work. So it's incredible to see what it has become in 20 years.
But also this deeply spiritual album, and that's been a feature of your work.
Yeah.
Because even with Ibokwe, you continued that kind of spirituality.
Well, I come from the school of Busimhlongo, ultimately. And what Mambusi would do on stage is to create a place of almost a fellowship when you were in the room with Mambusi, it did feel like a religious experience. You felt like it was a spiritual experience. And so coming from that school, I'm acutely aware of the power of the voice and the fact that I can shift paradigms in the room, you know. And so I use my voice then to try and heal people, to try and allow a burst of exuberance in that time when we're together for a show, and a sense of an ethereal feeling, a sense of something spiritual has occurred in my life here and now. Because music, I think, there's a divinity in sound.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Where does Sankofa take us? You're working with the likes of Michelle Ndengocello, Duduzo Makatini. I've talked about how you recorded this in Dakar, in New York, here in Joburg. Where does this album take us?
I think for me, this is my truly pan-African album. And it also, I think, includes the diaspora, obviously, with the inclusion of Michelle Ndengocello and the crew in the US. So this is my truly pan-African album. I've always, when I wrote Zabalaza, I was very much concerned with speaking to people here, to South Africans. That was the conversation, was with my generation here. For us to speak about Sizalwa Ngobani, for us to speak about Zabalaza, to speak about all these things that were embedded in that album. And so when people would say to me, do you care about any, you know, translating? I really didn't, because I felt like this work didn't need to be translated. It needed to be heard by the people that it was written for. But this Sankofa, I think, brings out much more intentionally my pan-African identity and my connection with the diaspora, you know, those that were taken during the slave trade or human trafficking, I think at the time. It would be called human trafficking now. So it's just kind of trying to bring back, to bring all of us back to ourselves, you know.
The show is going to be absolutely incredible. It's happening this Saturday, the 11th of May. It's at 8 p.m. There are still tickets. Unbelievably, there are still tickets
available. There are still tickets. I did post something going, Batunana Bengcinga is on class. So,
Ndine Waringo. Get them at CompuTicket. We can't do this. We can't do this.
You need to get them at CompuTicket, because also I want to just kind of quickly thank Sampra, because they are a platform that helps musicians to kind of get their work done. So if you want to do a tour or something like that, you can apply to Sampra. And so I've applied, and they gave me a little bit of money to kind of help support this show. So I would love for everybody to come and see it. And also, if you're an artist of any kind, apply.
Come to Carnival City this Saturday. The show is at 8 p.m. It's Thandiswa Mazwai's journey as an artist, as an activist, as a voice. And I want to say...
voice, more importantly.
I want to say... in line with the idea of you being a voice, you've been one of those voices that has continued to prick our collective conscience as a country, and long may that continue. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Tengalama tikiti. It's a CompuTicket. Carnival City. The show is on Saturday. Date night, whatever you're doing. If she loves you, if he loves you, they'll buy the tickets.
Listen, I love you, so come and see us.
Yes.
Come and see the love. The album comes out tomorrow, by the way.
Absolutely. Yes. Sankofa, this is, of course, a song from the album, Emini. And it sounds absolutely amazing. Thandiswa Mazwai, thank you so much for popping in.